David, you know, I noticed something in the town hall meeting that the president did this week in Missouri that just might help that woman that you spoke with.
Here's NPR's Susan Stamberg in the studio. Uh-huh. What did you notice, Susan? Something he said about the economy or preventing flu?
No, dust. For the second time now, in a big public appearance, Barack Obama quoted a grand old popular song.
So today, on my 100th day in office, I've come back to report to you, the American people, that we have begun to pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off, and we've begun the work of remaking America.
And you know, he did the same thing in January in his inaugural address.
Starting today, we must pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and begin again the work of remaking America.
So clearly this little riff is embedded in Barack Obama's memory bank. And you really have to wonder, is this a song that maybe his grandmother used to sing to him? And David, maybe next time you see him, you could ask the president.
I'll try to do that.
That's very kind of you. The words are by Dorothy Fields. They were written to music by Jerome Kern for the Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers movie Swing Time. This was one of their best dancing films. It was a romp back in 1936. It was smack in the middle of the Depression. Ginger sings it as a morale booster to Fred.
Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again.
And in those dark Depression days, it became a kind of rally the troops ditty. Over the years, mothers would sing it to their children after the kids had playground accidents or took some spills. So now, here is our new president dipping into an old tune two times to rally 21st century spirits. You really do have to appreciate a fella who leans on the great American songbook for inspiration.
Pick yourself up. Dust yourself off. Start all over again.
Would you care to dance, David?
I would. Excuse me for a moment. I'm about to have the honor of dancing with NPR Susan Stamberg. Susan, you're a great dancer. Okay, hold on one second. I've got to tell them. One more thing. If you want to see an audio slideshow of the whole trip that I did for 100 days, go to npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.